You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
It was the national media. It was analysts. It was people really wanting in the pit of their stomachs to talk themselves into Aaron Rodgers, into Josh Allen, when the answer, everybody, my fellow SB Nationites, RJ, everybody out there, Tom Brady was right in front of you. He didn't have the best game, but he was right in front of you. Patrick Mahomes was right in front of you. These are two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. There was no reason to pick against them. And here we get the GOAT versus the baby GOAT in the big dance.
All the credit in the world to the Chiefs for saying, okay, it's the time. Let's turn it on. Because I think that's impossible to do. To just say, I think it is impossible to simply say it's time to turn it on and do it. But and it was very, very, very obvious that the Buffalo Bills are not in their class. I know that, Pete, you were personally offended by the intimation from some that Josh Allen was even close to Patrick Mahomes' level.
Right.
I don't at all mean to take away from Patrick Mahomes, but in so many ways, I constantly think that Tyreek Hill is the biggest X factor on that team. There's just nothing like him in the NFL, and that's why they are so good.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't necessarily keeping tabs, except just wanted to talk to briefly about Colin Cowherd, Pro Football Talk. Matt Hasselbeck had that little box checked off for the Bills in the quarterback, a section of the tail of the tape. You had Adam Schein on CBS that said Josh Allen. I believe, RJ, you in our Slack said that Allen was comparable to Patrick Mahomes. And I always thought that this game would come down to what would Josh Allen do when he was down multiple scores and had to rally his team back in the road game in Arrowhead Stadium. You could hear it on the broadcast. The Chiefs were fortunate enough and they fixed the protocols enough so where it was safe to bring in 22,000 fans, which, or I'm sorry, 22% fans, which is 17,000. It was loud, tough place to play. What was Allen going to do? And he faltered under the pressure. He could not get his team back in the game. And Patrick Mahomes playing with turf toe, the same injury that kept Devontae Adams out 6 weeks in 2019.
Go off, King.
Antonio Gibson, 3 to 4 weeks at the end of 2020. Granted, different positions. I do want to say that because you need to be able to be shifty and you can work the pocket a little bit more as a quarterback. But he was making the Bills look silly as they were rushing him. Matt Milano, who didn't play in the week 6 game, that was supposed to be a major point of what was the AFC title game. Mahomes sliced and diced him, and he was out of his shoes a little bit as he's just throwing from all RM angles, and they adjusted the game plan a little bit more to get the ball out of his hands and involve the running backs. He didn't have to run as much. Mahomes, a little bit less than Allen, will occasionally scramble. But to me, this was just a reminder. This was an in-case-you-forgot type of game. I talked about the Hasselbeck X cross thing where Hasselbeck picked Allen over Mahomes. Mahomes quote tweeted it at the game with the yawning emoji. He was saying the thing after the game that Kobe Bryant said, where the job's not finished. We're not looking at just a top five quarterback. I don't know how many times I have to say it on this show. This is Michael Jordan. This is Michael Jordan. I don't know how many times in different ways I have to say it. I understand it's boring. I understand this is not the last time. I know people are going to try to talk themselves into, just as they did the Browns, just as they did the Bills. There will now be 2 weeks to overthink this and pick the Buccaneers. Don't be silly here. It's only -3.5 right now. Go get the points or go get that spread while you can. This is the best team in the NFL with the best quarterback in the NFL. The defense stepped up. You mentioned Tyreek Hill. You're absolutely right. There is nobody like him in the NFL. I've always said this about Hill since I started covering him at the beginning of his career. If you give him 2 to 3 yards in front of him, it's going to be either like 40 yards or more than likely a touchdown. And they have that same problem at the tight end position. Hill is not even Patrick Mahomes' number one guy. We talk about these great quarterbacks and who is their number one target. It's Travis Kelce, who is another version of that at that position. Whenever Patrick Mahomes, it's third and I call it third and Mahomes, third and whatever, whatever you want to call it. He looks to find Kelce, and Kelce is such a grand mismatch. He's the speed of a wide receiver, so he's a mismatch for these linebackers. And then you have both of them on the same team, and then say you are able to handle them on certain plays. If Mecole Hardman or Byron Pringle or Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Darrell Williams are playing well, what are you supposed to do if you're a defense? And I think that's the ultimate problem. They maybe got a little bit bored. I don't know if they would ever admit that on a microphone, but it did sometimes seem that, like, when they're in a game, a 17-14 game with the Matt Ryan Atlanta Falcons, it just doesn't seem to match up. But I knew that they had this in them.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.